And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show, right here on XFM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin, and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics, and this week's hot politics, we are speaking about elections, but nope, not South African elections, but we are looking at the French legislative elections that took place last weekend, and we are also looking at the elections that took place in the UK.
Yeah, and we're going to compare that to South Africa.
And we're going to be comparing that to South Africa, yes, yes. What is the difference? Is it the same? Who is better? You know, because this is The Political Show, where Christ politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Turn up the volume. The volume.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
So we are speaking about the UK general elections, and we're also speaking about the France legislative elections that recently took place, and we're going to be comparing that to the South African elections. Now, when we look at the general elections that took place in England, the maths is not mathsing. Well, it maths according to the system, but it's not mathsing when you think about it. So the elections took place on the... When did the elections take place?
4th of July.
Yes, the 4th of July.
Last week, Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. And obviously the elections took place, the results came out, and according to the results, let me just find the... Because I have a lot of different polling stuff here. Okay, so according to the results, the Labour Party got 39% of the votes.
No,
33.
Yes.
So BBC is definitely biased.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they didn't get close to 39. They got 33 point something.
So we're not looking at the BBC because BBC is biased.
Yeah, remember, you still worked it out. It was 33.8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm just going to work out with the seats because I had BBC open. But based on the elections that took place, the Labour Party got just over 30% of the votes, but ended up having 411 seats
out of 650.
Out of 650, what? So that would mean that would require them to have 63.8% of the votes, and they did not receive that. That is like double what the voters voted. And then we've obviously got the Conservative Party, who have 121 seats, but they also had what was their percentage? Was it not
23 or 24?
23% of 650 is 149 seats, but they only have 121 seats.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Wait.
I mean, what I'm saying is, what is 30 something percent of 650? So make it 35.
Can I just say, maybe there's people like in South Africa just like me who don't understand what's happening.
Now we'll explain this now.
The
Labour Party got, we say, 35% of the
votes.
Let's
just say,
right?
Yeah.
So they should have had 227 or 228
seats
in Parliament.
Yeah,
and
you need 326 for a majority.
Yes, and then the Conservative got
121. So they should have had 149, you said.
They should have had 149 seats.
And then Reform?
The Reform Party, what was their percentage?
They got 5 seats. They got 4.1 million votes, but they got 5 seats.
Okay, there we go. So there's the share of the votes according to Statista. Yeah. So Labour Party got 33.7, so yes, they got 34% of the votes.
No, 33.7. Let's not go overboard.
Okay, they got 33.7% of the votes.
So they shouldn't even have had an absolute majority.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mm. So that would be a total of, as my calculator decides to freeze, 219 seats that they should have received. The Conservatives got 23.7. So they should have gotten 154 seats. And then the Reform Party got 14.3.
So which is 4.1 million votes.
Yeah.
Okay, now I think it was 9 million. I think the Conservatives got 5 or 6 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Reform gets 4 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just look now, the Labour gets 411 seats. Conservative gets 121 and Reform gets?
5.
5 seats.
And they should have gotten 92 seats.
Yes.
So this, when we say the math is not mathing, the
and
maths
the, and the
is
li-
not
Liberal
mathing.
Democrats?
The Liberal Democrats.
I think they got 2 million votes less or something than the Reform Party.
Mm.
They got 12% of the votes.
Okay, so they got 200,000 less.
Mm-hmm.
So they get 200,000 less votes, and how many seats do they get?
They get 72 seats.
72. So you get 200,000 less votes. You get 72 seats. So 67 more than Reform.
So the maths is not mathing, and I think I'm with the Black Knight here, in terms of what does this mean.
Okay, I know.
Can
I just quickly explain?
Even
in the French. I'm going to explain the French one first.
Okay, let's go to
the
French.
So first of all, the difference between South Africa's elections and those in the UK and France is this. In South Africa, we have what's called proportional representation.
Okay.
So everyone comes in, they vote for their party. They look at what percentage of the vote that each party get, and that's a percentage of seats that they get in the parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Straight. Okay? So simple.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, the ANC got 40%. So they fell below.
Mm.
Now, if we had a constituency-based system, the ANC still would have had probably 70% of the seats, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the UK and France, they've got constituencies. Now in France, it works this way. I'm going to explain the more difficult one first. That when I explain the UK one, you're going to find it easy.
Okay.
All right. You happy with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's really get the tough one first.
Yeah.
So France on the 29th of June had their first round of voting. Mm-hmm. I think it was the 29th of June. It was the last weekend in June. And then what happens is all the parties have their candidates in each constituency. I can't remember how many constituencies it is, if it's 400 and something or 500 or how many constituencies France has. So now what happens is that in each constituency where the leading candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, those guys go straight to parliament. In all of the constituencies where the leading candidate got less than 50% of the vote, what happens is the top three candidates remain and all the other candidates are taken off the ballot and they're going to a second round. And the second round was this past Sunday. So what now in most of the seats you had Marine Le Pen, the National Front or something like that, whatever their thing's called, or is the National Front the leftists? Okay, anyway, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But Marine Le Pen, her party, all right, in many seats, they would have been the top candidate, but their candidate got less than 50% of the vote. So then what happens is all the other candidates except the top three go off. And in most seats, it would have been either Marine Le Pen's party or Emmanuel Macron, the president's party, or a collection of leftist parties.
Okay.
So most of them, where they didn't get the 50%, it would have been those three parties that would have gone through to the second round.
Okay.
So on the eve of the election, Emmanuel Macron's party and the leftist coalition, they decide together that whoever came second, they will run against Marine Le Pen's party, but that the other one will drop out and they'll tell their supporters to support that candidate. So in many of the seats, Macron's party dropped out and told their followers to vote for the leftists. And then if Macron's party was second, then the leftists dropped out and told their supporters to vote for Macron. And so what ended up happening is that the leftist coalitions, they ended up with like 189 seats. Macron's party, I think, was about 160-something, in the 160s. And Marine Le Pen, I think they were in the 130s. Okay. Marine Le Pen's party got 10 million votes. The leftists got 7 million. Macron's party got 5 or 6 million votes. And yet Le Pen's party's third. So that's how that happened now. Now you move, you switch across the UK. I think there was about 90 of the original French seats that went through on the first round. The UK is different. So you just have one day of election and it's called first past the post system. So what that means is you have however many candidates you've got. Whoever gets the most votes, wins the election in that constituency, they become the member of parliament. That's it. So obviously the Labour Party won 411 constituencies. In many of those constituencies, reform was second. So that's how that worked out. So reform's all excited. They got so many votes, but they only got 5 seats. And they're all confident now, but don't worry, the next election, the next election's 5 years away. You know, I wouldn't be so confident. But yeah, they're going to start building a party. They're confident. I suppose you've got to be confident, but they only won 5 seats. For me, they've got no power. They can make some nice speeches, but that's about it. So, obviously, in South Africa, the ANC, we basically got split into 2 ballots now for the national. It used to be 1 ballot and a straight proportional system. Now they said, right, because we have to have independent candidates, there was a 400-member parliament was divided into 2 sections. So the first section is pure proportional representation, and in that one, independents could run. And if the independent candidate gets more than a certain amount of votes, they get into parliament. Then they said, right, say the independent gets enough for 3 seats. They then split those other seats or those votes into the bigger parties in proportion to how much of the other votes that they got. All right, so that's what they said. So anyway, that's fine. Then they said, right, the other 200, that's only for parties. So independents can't run in that. So that's why we had 2 ballots. And but then also those ballots are then, you know, per province, and then the province gets allocation, you know, in terms of that. But also it's in proportion to the population. So it's still fairly close to a proportional representation system. If we had constituencies, like under apartheid, we used to have constituencies. The ANC would have won by 4. It's in fact, in a constituency-based system, it's very difficult to unseat the government. And that's why in the UK, you've only got 2 main parties. That's why in America, you've only got two main parties.
I was about to say
because the Americans, they also work on a constituency-based system. And then also, you know, a lot of skullduggery can have with the way that you draw up the constituencies. Because under apartheid, you had, you know, the city vote was diluted. So you'd get, and I'm just going to use numbers now because I don't know the exact numbers, but you'd get, say, 100,000 people having, you know, being in one constituency in a city, and about 10,000 or 5,000, you know, in a constituency in a rural area, which meant the rural area, the MP represents 5,000 people, and in the city, the MP represents 100,000 people, but they're both only 1 vote in parliament. And what they did with that is they diluted the vote of the city people, and the city people were more prone to be anti-apartheid. The rural people were more prone to be pro-apartheid.
Interesting.
And you know, so the National Party, when they first came to power, they didn't win what they call the popular vote. And so, you know, the proportional representation makes it much easier for people to understand. And I think the UK would have had a much better outcome had they had a proportional representation system. And now we've got people fighting in South Africa to divide us into constituencies. And and they're trying to ban political parties, saying that you don't have political parties and things. And how do you stop people organizing in parties?
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. So now my question is, which one do you think works best and why? I'll start with Black Knight, and then we'll get to Pastor Gavin. So obviously Pastor Gavin explained quite a bit and makes more sense now why the maths is not matching. But why? Which one do you think would work best?
Well, I mean,
for our nation especially, because we can only
in the UK
count for our nation.
The Labour Party in Parliament has almost a 2/3 majority.
Yeah.
And they got less than 10 million votes, which is 33% of the electorate. So now a party with such a small vote share gets such sweeping powers to do whatever they want. And you call this democracy?
Obviously, I go with the, with the, with the direct proportional, because that's...
Okay. That's a contradiction. Direct proportional. Direct is you have a constituency-based thing. Proportional is everyone votes and then you, the seats get divided up in proportion to...
The numbers. Yes. That's the concept I'm going for.
Yes.
So it's not...
Which is not direct.
Which is not direct. It's just proportional.
Yeah, you said direct proportional.
Oh, okay. So
I'm going for the day-night option.
Yeah, that is very contradictive.
You know, you've got daylight robbery.
So
day-night robbery is confusing.
So I'll go with the proportional, because why? If looking at what happened to the UK now, the people, it's not indicating what the people voted for, because yeah. Now it's like you are forced to now vote for someone that won via running for the candidacy, but when it comes to what you believe in and what they believe in, it wouldn't be the same thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's what we kind of finding ourselves in with what has happened with this GNU that we have, because as much as we don't want the ANC to kind of rule us, they are kind of still ruling us at the end of the day. So it's for me, hence why if we have an exact proportional representative in our thingy, in our parliament, I think then ANC wouldn't be running their mouth like they are, and I think the DA also wouldn't be making such requests, like crazy requests, because also we are pulling out other parties like your MK and your EFF, and them, they now just have to become bodyguards. Now they just have to guard the direction, the choices that are being made. But if they have to come up with any choices, this party can just like crush them just like that, which I don't think that's really a government of unity like that. So I think if it has to go according to what the people want, the people don't want the ANC to be in there alone.
Yeah.
That's what the people want, and proportionally we showed it by our votes. So if we were going by that system, I think that's what we were gonna get. So for our country, that's what I would go for.
Yeah. Pastor Gav?
I would disagree with you.
Okay.
The only issue I have is that they're calling it a government of national unity. They must call it a coalition. It's a coalition.
Yeah.
A government of national unity means all the parties are included. The fact of the matter is, look, we've got issues. And there's things where we mistrust them. But there's no one party in South Africa now that can rule. They have to collude with at least one other party.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but
people don't want the ANC alone.
Yeah, but they don't want the DA alone either.
Yes.
So now they have to work together.
And we show that by our votes.
Yes.
So, but government is not showing that. So it's not...
No, but it doesn't matter, because it's not the same. You see, so they've got the presidency. They also got the premier here in Gauteng province. So they got the premier. They managed to get an agreement going in the national parliament. So there's the you know, and they split up the cabinet posts and things like that. But during Gauteng, the negotiations broke down. So now the ANC is forming a minority government with a similar percentage in Gauteng to what the Labour Party got in UK. Now, you know, the ANC was about 34% of the vote they got in Gauteng province. And they've gone with a minority government because they were all full of themselves and they said, DA, sorry, you can't, whatever. And there was no agreement, so they've gone in with a minority government. But what that means now is that at any moment, 60-odd percent, I think two-thirds almost, close to two-thirds of the members of the provincial legislature can bandy together and they can ask the Premier of Gauteng, which is Lesufi, in a motion of no confidence. Also, if he doesn't get the support of the other parties, he can't pass a budget. If he can't pass a budget, the government can't function because they can't spend any money. So the thing is, they don't have the power they had. Before, they could just not care. Now, if the other guys start saying, the other guys have the power physically to stop them. They can stop them by controlling their money. And with what Lesufi's done now, he's going to have a problem. When they have to pass a budget. Can you imagine? Even the EFF and MK, he can't, you know, maybe if he's got EFF and MK together, then they can pass a budget. But the ANC's got huge problems now. So, I mean, they're being all facetious and stuff, and they're being cocky and arrogant. But the moment you have some sittings of the legislature and guys start pushing motions against them and guys start turning down their budgets and all sorts of stuff like that, that's going to be another story. Now, with a very similar proportion in the UK to what the ANC got in Gauteng, which is where Johannesburg and Pretoria are, the Labour Party's got absolute control. They don't need anyone else because no one else can touch him.
But did you see their statement of intent? That the statement of intent with this GNU, that you only need 66, I think, or 64%, something like that, for a legislature to pass.
Yeah, but the issue is that
the GNU holds all of that.
No, just the understand ANC,
and they can push without the EFF and stuff.
No, they can push without the EFF, but the ANC would either need the EFF and the Patriotic Alliance in national government to get over just over 50%. Or they'd need like EFF and MK. Or they'd need to go with MK. Or they need the DA. The EFF, MK, DA, they need one of those guys to govern.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so they don't have all power. They have to have one of those guys to govern. Otherwise, their budgets will get shot out the sky. They won't pass a budget. The government will shut down. So the thing is, at the end of the day, they don't have that power. And right now, there's agreements. I understand there's agreements, but the DA can pull out and say, we're not in this anymore. The DA can say, that's it. We're stepping out here. And then the ANC's got a problem. Because the power of the presidency rests in the legislature. Now, it's the same in the UK. The power of the Prime Minister rests in the Parliament. But the Labour Party's got nearly two-thirds of the seats. No one can touch him. Unless Labour MPs vote against their own Prime Minister, no one can touch him. So the thing is, at the end of the day,
it's a very different
picture. Hey?
What system would you go with?
No, I'll go for proportional. What I'm saying is, the ANC is talking like they've got the same power. They don't. All right, and you've seen it in the City Council of Johannesburg. Those motions of no confidence that get passed there, that can now happen in the provincial or the national. Whereas the Labour Party has the power that the ANC had in 2004 when they got nearly two-thirds of the vote. Well, no, they got nearly 70% of the vote. They had more than a two-thirds majority. I think they had 69 or 70% of the vote. So the Labour Party's got that level of power with 33% of the vote. At least when the ANC had that level of power, they had that percentage of the vote. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I do get what you're saying. The only thing I was saying is that they kind of still like leading either way because everyone except the DA... lost voters, and it was also as they say
the fastest growing party.
Except that, yeah, and the MK, sorry. which they're facing a lot of problems right now because they've said stuff and they are retracking what they said. So the MK. Yeah, the MK does. They have a good, they're giving themselves a good image with the public right now. But we'll put that aside. So I was just saying that if you still look at it, that either way, we're with the low voter turnout, as they say, because we don't believe that, but they say that with the low voter turnout, they still led by 40, and others got under
no,
that.
No, no, but
so if we have to put that in a percentage, they will still get the most powers.
Because if there's a motion of no confidence and the other parties agree, okay, if other parties come to an agreement, they push the table a motion of no confidence, then Ramaphosa is out of power. And they do another election for president in the parliament.
Mm.
Now, listen, don't tell me that the DA can't go and collude with MK.
If the MK will exist,
they can. No, they will. They've got their seats in parliament. They will exist. They might not last beyond this election, but they will exist. The difference is now, in Britain, the Labour Party's got unequivocal charge. In France, the most popular party has got the third most number of seats, which is even worse.
Yeah.
And in the UK, the third most popular party, I think, is about sixth or seventh in the list in terms of number of seats.
Sure.
The Scottish National Party with 9 is ahead of them.
Sure.
The Liberal Democrats are ahead of them.
That's a very bad system.
Yeah.
It's a very bad one.
So that's already 4. And there might be 1 or 2 others that are ahead of them.
Sure.
Of Nigel Farage.
Just imagine.
And they're the third most popular. So what I'm saying is, the number 3 in the UK drops down to 6 or 7.
Just imagine.
Number 1 in France drops down to number 3 in terms of seat representation. We don't have that problem.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think, Higgs.
No, I agree. Completely agree with everything that you guys have been saying.
Okay, just... Yeah, just to mention as well what I wanted to say. So in the constituency-based thing, so now there's Party A and Party B, and you vote for Party B. If Party A wins that constituency or that seat, your votes don't count.
Don't matter what you say.
Yeah, you're represented by Party A.
That sucks.
And maybe you totally disagree with Party A's views. At least with proportional representation, you are represented.
Mm.
Your vote is put someone at the table. Whereas, under what they call in the UK, the first past the post system, hey, your vote doesn't count.
Yeah. In Psalms 82, verse 3-7, it says, "Give justice to the poor and the orphan, uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. Rescue the poor and the helpless. Deliver them from the grasp of evil people. But these oppressors know nothing. They are so ignorant. They wander about in darkness while the whole world is shaken to the core. I say, you are all children of the Most High, but you will die like mere mortals and fall like every other ruler."
Yeah. So at the end of the day, the reality is, We've got a much better system in South Africa. So there are guys here that are saying that we need to have a proportional system and things like that. But the reality is that we have a much, much better system, in my view, yeah, in South Africa than what they do there. But what we're seeing is it's still extremely flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Because now when you have this coalition politics, you still get a few people in a room making decisions for everyone. And so any system that you have is flawed because people are sinners and people do things for themselves. And so at the end of the day, you know, when you look at that, the reality is that you need to get to the Lord. The Lord is your only defender, is your only help, you know, in times of trouble. And so I really want to encourage people, you know, just to get with the Lord. He's going to bless you.
Amen. This has been a hot show. As always, let us know your thoughts in terms of which one you think is better for your nation. So you would say the United States, and we think we should have proportional representation. I agree with you. But let us know on our social media platforms. This has been a really awesome show. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we've had
Gavin Insulin,
Pastor Gavin Insulin, and
The Black Knight,
right here on The Political Show on Active FM. Radio has never been better, and Christ Politics is
Hot Politics.
Active
FM, radio has never been better.